Friday, August 23rd, 2024. We are in our ninth month of release of this podcast, where we have released an episode every Monday through Friday since the beginning of December, which is pretty great. And on this podcast, Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You, we offer a tip of the day. Today's tip comes from my co-host, Ariel Nissenblatt. What's today?
Today's tip is that you should practice telling your story differently each time you tell your story. And Ned, you embodied that really well in the introduction to this episode, am I right?
Thank you. I was trying very hard to say things we've never said.
Yes, exactly. So the reason that this comes up for me is because I'm interviewed on a lot of podcasts about the podcast industry. And people always ask me, how did you start your newsletter? How did you get into the podcast space? A lot of the questions are the same. And I get very bored personally telling the same story over and over again. So I challenge myself to come at it from a different starting point, or to throw in maybe a different element of the story that I don't usually put in there, so that I can challenge myself and it's also just a more interesting story for the listeners.
I agree with this tip for two reasons. Number one, a lot of projects I've been involved in, I have to do like PR, media training, things like that. And a thing that is recommended a lot is do exactly this. One, because it means someone won't choose not to print something you said because they've seen it somewhere else.
Right.
And two, because when you have something you need to hammer home, say that the same way every single time. It actually highlights the part of the story that matters. Let's say you're retelling a story from college. Try to remember a little factoid that you don't normally offer when you talk about this story. One, because if anyone in the party's already heard this story, they're going to start rolling their eyes. But if you give a little factoid that's new, they're going to be excited.
You're going to say, I contain multitudes.
I say that all the time.
It's because you do.
I do. Tippendales, you also contain multitudes, and we don't know a lot about you. We're going to be putting together some kind of like an audience survey to learn a little bit more about you all in the coming maybe month or two. So keep an eye out for some cool updates coming from Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You. We'll see you on Monday for another tip.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.